I see. I see a man.
Go on, tell us more. What does the crystal ball reveal?
A bearded man. A sailor.
What?
A beautiful stranger approaches. Oh, she has wonderful jewels. But...
Oh! What is it?
An accident. He will fall. He will fall. He will fall.
Oh, the merry month of May, a sweet cuckoo, a two-bit-a-woo.
What are you more like, Captain? If you could just hear yourself.
Leave that squirrel alone, Snowy.
The woodland flowers, sweet smelling earth. Breathe deeply into the air so pure and sparkling, you could drink it.
Look, Captain, through here. There's the answer.
Disgusting. Filth from mud. Commissioner Barnacle, some people seem to be attracted by this thing.
They're gypsies, Captain.
Ah, oh, gutter snipes.
I said leave that squirrel alone, Snowy.
Thundering typhoons lying over there. That's no squirrel.
You're dead right. Come on, Captain, quickly. A little gypsy girl.
Well, I do know my humans from my rodents, you know, Tintin.
She's out cold. She must have tripped over the brambles and bumped her head on the tree.
Look. She's coming round.
You haven't cut yourself, have you? There's no blood. She must have wandered away from that camp.
I can't say I blame her. Hello, little goose.
Mama.
Please don't be frightened. We'll take you back to your parents. Can you stand up?
I'm a little chaffinch.
That's it. You're just a bit groggy, eh?
Now, I'm a little mouse. Eek, 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 eek.
Captain, could you turn yourself into something a little more useful, like a mule? Then we can give her a ride back to the camp. Look, Pedro, the sailor that I saw.
My baby.
We found her in the woods. She must have fallen over, bumped her head.
Oh, you are a good man. You cross my palm with silver, and I will tell your fortune.
No thanks for definition.
Look, I think you should let a doctor see her. She's obviously suffered concussion.
I suppose you think we have money to pay for a doctor.
Yeah. Quiet, Mike. Let me talk to these gorgos.
Gorgos?
If you're not a Romany, then you're a gorgo.
Oh, just a little silver, kind sir. Otherwise you will suffer great misfortune.
Not as much as you, by the look of things. Now, look here. If you take my advice, you'll camp somewhere else. And not on this rubbish dump. In the first place, it's unhealthy.
Do you imagine we enjoy living surrounded by filth? Yeah. I said be quiet, Mike. Listen, sailor.
How did you know I was a sailor?
We know many things. This sailor was the only place where the police would let us camp.
Oh, so that's it. No, you are not staying here. No. You're not staying here because there's a large meadow near our hall. You can move in there whenever you like. In the meantime, keep an eye on your little one. Good day to you.
Bye. He is the one. The man in my ball.
He is kind.
I see through his kindness. In his heart, he despises us.
Yeah. It is only the lull before the storm. The stranger already approaches. Soon there will be...
What will there be?
A terrible disaster. Oh, most terrible disaster.
The Adventures of Tintin by Hergé, dramatized by Simon Eastwood. The Castafiore Emerald.
To the editor from Tintin, famous boy reporter. Subject, mystery at Marlin's Fight Hall. Our recent adventures have taken us to the four corners of the world, so it was with great happiness that Snowy and I accepted Captain Haddock's invitation to spend the summer at Marlin's Fight Hall. But if only we had heard the gypsy's warning, we would have known it would be a summer we would never forget.
Gentlemen, you have returned.
Oh, hello, Cuthbert. Are you coming down to join us?
No, I'm coming down to join you.
If he wanted to come down that quickly, why didn't he slide down the banister?
Poor Cuthbert. Anything broken?
Yes. Yes, a piece several inches long.
Oh, piston particles. We'll have to get to the hospital.
Sir, I think the professor was referring to the marble step.
Ah, that's not the confounded things. Still not repaired. When's that sluggard of a builder coming?
I telephone constantly, sir, and he assures me he'll come, but he never does.
Well, I'll show you how to deal with it. Take the drinks, throw into the lounge, Nestor.
Right you are, sir.
Now, Cuthbert, help me here. It's time for a whiskey. You look like you need a drink.
I agree. A terrible stink, but I didn't want to say anything.
Hello, it's Mr. Boats speaking. Of Boats, the builders you can trust. Hi? Well, yes, of course, it's extremely dangerous. Oh, it's a sudden rush of work, sir. What? Sudden rush of accidents if I don't watch out. Oh, yeah. No, all right. I'll be along tomorrow, sir. First thing, yes, sir. You can rely on me, sir. Yes.
Oh, dear. See, Nessop? I've shot his bolt. Yeah. Just a touch of fireness, that's all. I hope you were listening in.
Jim, I thought you said whiskey.
Post, dear.
Ginger beer, I do wish you'd make up your mind.
Oh, a letter from Chang in London. Sends you his regards.
Yeah, what a nice lad he is. Now, where's my monocle? I seem to have dropped it on the wharf. Nestor, be a good man. Fetch me a spare. They're upstairs.
Very good.
Another
sir.
Letter. Yeah. Now, you'll never guess who from. Bianca Castafiore.
The dear old Milanese Nightingale. Oh, my beautiful. What does the delightful creature have to say?
That she'll be coming to stay at Marlinspike.
Castafiore, here. Nestor, hurry up with that monocle.
My dear young Tintin, it is so long since blah, 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 need to escape from the press, blah, 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 as your simple and unaffected friend. I humbly invite myself to Marlinspike Hall, blah, blah, blah. I shall arrive on the 16th.
Mr. Marcus, that's the day. Cataclysm, calamity, catastrophe, all hands on deck, a battleship, every man for himself.
Captain, there's a little postscript for you in large letters.
All right. Kindest regards to Captain Bartok. Great barnacles, will that woman never get my name right? Haddock, by thunder, Haddock!
Calm down, Captain. Captain?
Nestor! Thundering typhoons, how many times have I reminded you about that step?
Oh, yeah, sorry, sir. Your monocle.
Not now, Nestor! Pack my bags this instant. I must be out of this house in half an hour.
Very good, sir.
Nestor, a word of advice. Watch out for that step.
But, Captain, where will you go?
I don't know. Milan, much. I never dared go there in case I met that thundering typhoon. Get a grip, Nestor. Looks like I'll have to pack myself.
Oh, but...
It's no use pretending. I'm off.
Yes, but watch out for the...
Yes, I know. For the...
Step.
It's rather a nasty sprain, I'm afraid.
Poor Captain.
Tomorrow, I'll put it in plaster.
In plaster? A sprained ankle? Doctor, I'm leaving today for Italy. Oh,
no, out of the question. As from tomorrow, you'll be in plaster for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I'll show you out, Doctor.
And my advice to you is get that step repaired. Someone else might not have your good luck.
2 weeks stuck with that blasted foghorn. If that's luck, give me disaster.
You asked for it, Captain.
Cuckoo!
Scream, monocle!
Captain, let's hop in.
Dear Captain of Fastock, how too divine to see you again.
Oh, look, John. They're unloading the luggage.
So, this is where she's staying. Should be as easy as pie. To work, Gino. To work, huh?
Capitano, you remember Irma, my maid, always travels with me.
Pleased to meet you again, sir.
As does my accompanist, Igor Wagner, who obviously has to accompany me.
Delighted, I'm sure.
And, Signora, may I introduce our old friend, Professor Calculus?
Oh, absolutely thrilling to meet you, Professore. The man who makes all those daring ascents in balloons.
No, I have never played the spoons, but I am deeply honored, Signora, to meet you at last. So great an artist. Of such charm, such distinction, such...
Professore, you make me blush.
No, there's no need to rush. But I sincerely hope so, Signora.
Delicioso.
Ernesto, please show the Signora to her room immediately.
Exquisite, but first... Irma, where is my little something for dear Capitano Drydock?
Here we are, Signora.
Ah, carissimo. Capitano of Scotch, meet Iago.
Hello, I can hear you.
Blistering barnacles, a parrot.
Hello, who's the pretty boy then?
Oh, now what? Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello, I can hear you.
Will you shut up?
Hello,
not
I
you.
Can hear you.
Who is it?
Constable Jerry. Hello.
Captain Haddock. Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Sorry, sir. Wrong number.
Dying a pair of pig's ears to you too, sir. Will that man never let me be?
See, I told you. Beer was fine.
Oh, sir. What? In the drive, a whole horde of gypsies. They say you invited them to camp in the grounds.
That's right, Nestor. Show them into the big meadow, down by the stream.
But, sir, if I may be so bold, sir, they're nothing but thieving rogues.
Thieves? Elena, my jewels!
It is all right, Signora. I have your case right here.
So I can breathe again. You see, Captain Padlock, I carry with me at all times an emerald whose worth is beyond compare.
Those gypsies, sir, they'll only make trouble for you, sir.
Trouble? How can I be worse trouble? Go and see to them, Nestor.
But, sir,
very good, sir.
I'll go, Captain. Nestor has so much to do in the house already.
And please, Captain Stockport.
George.
The reason for my visit is solitude. No reporters, no photographers, no publicity. I, Cassafiori, the world's greatest opera diva, demand to be left in absolute.
Yes, so do I.
Hello, I can hear you.
Aha, my little Iago.
I don't know about you lot, but I can't stand animals at all.
Well, I hope your stay here will be a happy one. If there's anything you need, don't hesitate to call in at the hall.
Goodbye.
I hate them gorgos and their empty gestures. If only we had their money.
They'll need everything they've got, Mike, when the great misfortune strikes.
Mission completed, eh, Snowy?
Maybe, but I smell trouble.
Oh, look, Snowy. They're in the poplar tree.
Oh, doesn't look that special. So why is it so poplar?
A magpie. You know what they say, Snowy? One for sorrow. What's that?
And two for joy. At last, some action.
Two men running away. Don't lose them, Snowy. They're climbing through that gap in the wall. Look out. Oh, great snake, they've got away.
Whoever invented cars had no sense of fair play.
What's the meaning of all that? It baffles me. Oh, well, it's getting late. We'll investigate tomorrow. Come on, Snowy. Time for bed.
Do you think he got a look at our faces?
No, he was too busy trying to keep up with his dog, eh? We'll just find another way of getting in, Gino.
Yeah. Entrare.
Signora.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Wagner.
He just wanted to bid you good night, Signora.
Then buonanotte, Mr. Wagner. But really, there is no need to go to so much trouble. Your mind should be on your scale.
Oh, I'm sorry, Signora. Good night. Your mind should be on your scales, mister.
Now, are you listening carefully? Irma!
Indeed, madam.
I'm locking my jewels in this drawer. Irma, by my bed.
Very good, signora.
And I'll hide the key to the drawer in this vase over here. Try to remember, Irma.
Si, signora.
Interesting, very interesting.
Aiutami! Help! There in my room at the window, a monster!
A monster? Let's have a look, Signora. Come on, Snowy.
Oh, if I must.
No, there's nothing in here.
Outside the window.
There's nothing outside here either.
I saw a monster, I tell you, I
it
think.
It was probably her reflection.
I heard a long, mournful cry. I saw two eyes shining like diamonds.
Hear that, my jewels!
In your drawer, signora, remember?
Oh, yes.
Silly me. But, oh, Dio, that cry.
Perhaps someone was playing her record.
The sound of the monster? But that's only an owl.
You two wit. Now for a good night's sleep.
Oh, Tintin, will you let the brave little Snowy sit by my bed? Just till I'm asleep.
Sleep?
On the second thoughts, perhaps not.
What a glorious morning, eh, Snowy?
Oh, goody, that means walking.
Just the sort of morning to have a look under Castafiore's window.
Oh, that's what you get for speaking too soon, you mutter.
There, that's the one. It's quite a height. Well, well, well. Footprints in the flower bed. Right under the window. Was she telling the truth after all?
With the window that high, I'd say it was a tall story.
The ivy climbs right up to her window. Oh, no. It would never support a man's weight.
Are you going to stand here all day talking to yourself?
Child, maybe? But then there'd be traces of the climb.
Silly question.
Anyway, the footprints are those of an adult. Now, we've got to work out whose. Find the shoes to match the footprints, and we have our culprit. Back to the hall, Snowy. The captain must be getting loaded.
I said to myself, Jolyon, I said, I'm in the area, so now's your chance to say howdy to the ancient mariner. And what a stroke of luck I did, eh?
Oh, yes, the gods are definitely on my side, Mr. Wag.
Hello, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you too.
Oh, my dear little Iago, how clever you are.
What a scream, eh?
What a scream, eh? Oh. Who's a clever boy there?
Who, me or the parrot? Oh.
Me or the parrot?
Dumbling typhoon, what have I done? To deserve this.
Morning.
Oh, Tintin, thank the Lord.
Well, hello there, boy-o.
Mr. Wag, what brings you here?
Me and my good fortune, that's what.
You see, the doctor's been, Captain.
Oh. Yes, the Admiral's well and truly plastered, eh? What a lot! Anyway, a bit of luck I popped in. This lady was just telling me about last night's caper. Monster monsters? Ghosty toasties, eh? And what does Jolly and Wag discover? Hold on, dear rats. Her famous jewels aren't even insured. Worth buckets. She's got one little sparkler, an emerald. Given to her out east by Marjorie, something or the other.
Maharaja. The Maharaja of Gopal, Mr. Hag.
That's the chap, yeah. And that little tidbit alone is worth a fortune. So I said, lady, you give me a list of your knickknacks. I'll take them down. Jolyon Wag will insure the whole shoot.
I'll consider it, Mr. Bag.
Your fiddlesticks. It's all fixed. I'll be back in a day or two with a policy. Cheers for now, Duchess. Oh, pleased to meet you.
Charmed, I'm sure.
And if I were you, Lord Nelson, what? I'll get that step fixed. Someone might have a nasty accident.
Oh, peace at last.
Excuse me, signora, but the piano has arrived.
Oh, goes that to her.
Yes, I can brag that.
What a lovely voice.
I do hope you don't mind, Captain Hotspot.
No, no, I'm overjoyed.
You sweet old thing. We can put it in here so we can cheer you up.
No! I mean, thank you. But the maritime gallery would be better for you. The acoustics, you know.
Oh, fantastico. See to it, will you, Mr. Wagner?
Oh, Mr. Wagner, your shoelace is undone.
So it is.
Yeah, hello. Yes. Yes, me. Harry Flash International, huh? An interview. Very flattered, gladly.
Mud on the sole of Mr. Wagner's shoe. Interesting.
Oh, no, Signora Castafiore. No, I'm very sorry, but the lady has asked me to...
Please, allow me. Hello, I can hear you.
Oh, that's where you get it from.
An interview? With pleasure. At Marlin Spike Owl, I shall look forward to seeing you at the end of the week. Ciao. Journalists, they hound one to death. There is no escape.
Oh, well, one must expect it. The price of fame.
You definitely said no interviews, nothing.
Oh, but pariflage is pariflage, you know. Not like those pigs on Tempo di Roma. Flicker of respect for an artista. So I refuse them now. But I must practice with Wagner. Ciao. I'll put the Iago beside you.
Allah, I can hear you.
Oh, intelligente supreme.
Oh, yes, what a sweet little birdie.
Oh, ciao.
So, those footprints were made by Mr. Wagner. It seems we have a suspect, Snowy, but not a crime. Things get curiouser and curiouser. Just as things at Marlinspike were becoming curiouser, for Captain Haddock, they were becoming bleaker.
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello, I can hear you.
Terribly sorry, Constable.
What do you use to dial with, sausages?
Trapped in his home, unable to escape the madness of the Marlinspike routine.
Well, someone close the door before I go stark very mad. You have to remind everyone about that step.
The longer time went on, the more it seemed the odds were stacked
against
him.
I'll get it.
Allow me.
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello, I can hear you.
Pariflage.
Pariflage.
You're on your way. Blind.
Get me out
of here.
Get me out of here.
The time had most definitely come to order the captain a motorized wheelchair.
He's such a... Oh, hello, Cuthbert. Pruning your roses?
No, no, they're not posies. Why on earth would I be pruning them? Great news, Captain. I have succeeded in raising a completely new variety of rose.
Oh, well done. Splendid. Better than building rockets and chasing off into the blue.
On the contrary, Captain, it's white. And such a white. Early, sparkling, immaculate.
Ow! What was that?
And the name? You will never guess.
Who shouted?
I never touted, Captain. It was a completely original idea. I think I may say an inspiration.
Quick, Gino, out of here.
Hey, stop! Whoever you are!
Yes, I think it will go far if handled correctly.
Whoever invented trees! That won't start. Blast!
Your cast is on for a good reason, Captain. Now, I told you the rose is white. Now, what is white is Italian.
Come back, you blithering troglodytes!
Well, perhaps in Swahili. No, it is Bianca. Bianca, you follow me?
Who were those ectoplasms, bulky like rabbits?
What? Here, in the garden? Captain, show a little dignity. Yes. Bianca, this rose shall be called Bianca Castafiore. A charming compliment, don't you think? But the world must wait. You mustn't breathe a word. I implore you, it must be a complete surprise.
What? Which? A surprise? Boom.
I knew I could count on you,
no!
Captain.
Get me out of here. He's worse than the burbling parrot. Ah, it started.
No, not carrots. Roses.
Yours. What's it all about? Strangers in the park. Strange sounds at night.
If only I could get my hands on it.
Why, Gemma. What's she up to?
There must be a way.
Well, I'll stop here and...
Captain Haddock. I see you're getting some fresh air.
Missing barnacles. He won't stop.
You haven't seen my gold embroidery scissors and
Emma,
my thimble.
Hey! Help!
Help! Don't mind that hill!
Oh, what?
Look at this, why, love? That kid's super!
Now, the pond makes a smashing backdrop, Caster.
But then everything is ours when I'm in it.
Hey,
what the...
Look, make a run, boy.
Captain Braddock!
I can't stop!
Captain Paddock!
Help
me!
Get that shot, Margo.
I'm a one step ahead of you, Chris. That's it, Captain Paddock. Back on the dry land.
Blistering.
You're like a child with a new toy. I see I must scold you.
No, but I...
And look at your hair. Oh, when will you learn to brush it and stop looking like a scruffy little schoolboy?
I nearly drowned.
Hold it there.
What?
Let me introduce Christopher Willoughby Groom. Marco Risato of Fairy Flash.
Hello.
Hi, darling. Great gentlemen, now that you've all met, I will release you. Roam about in the garden as you please. Captain Hassock and I will expect you to lunch.
No, goodbye.
Allora, Carlo, let us get you out of this nasty garden.
Well, Marco, what do you make of it, huh?
The same as you, chum. This is a sensation.
It's the highest quality apparatus. Good. And you take cash? It's a deal. Now, back to the piano before anyone notices. Poor old Castafiore. She won't suspect a thing.
True or not, Marco, my boy, it's a sound.
I could have just see the cover.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, look at that. A gardener. Come on, we'll try to pump him, eh?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning, my good man. Christopher Willoughby Droop and Marco Risotto of Furry Flash.
You're offering cash?
Eh?
So that's it. The captain's already tattled to the papers about my new rose, the old gossip.
Yeah, just a minute. Oh, great shot, great shot. Off the record, sir. Is there something in the wind between Castafiore and Captain Haddock? Plans for a wedding, am I right?
It was the captain who told you, wasn't it?
So, it's true.
Not blue! White. Great. Sunspots. And he promised to say nothing. It was to have been a surprise.
Oh, yes, I quite understand.
A smile.
Oh, great shot, yes. How soon will it be?
It all depends on the weather. But it could happen any day now.
Ah! Can you give me any little snippets about, you know, how they first met, for example?
Precisely. It was 2 years ago at the Chelsea Flower Show. As I said to Captain Haddock, it was truly a moment of inspiration. It's all a matter of cross-pollination.
Guts the Butcher. Yeah, and a slice of Haddock to you, too.
Good morning, this is Mr. Bolt of Bolt's the Builders You Can Trust. Oh, Captain. Yeah, I've got a screw missing. Oh, not that I'm aware. Yes. Martha, will you get my toolbox out to count the screws?
Thundering typhoons! If he doesn't come tomorrow. I'll have a quiet pipe and read the papers. Harry Flash now was going to say for himself.
Oh, congratulations, Captain. I had no idea.
May I be so bold as to offer my felicitous congratulations?
My dear friend, how happy I am to hear the news.
Whatever's the matter, Captain?
The blue blistering particles in the flaming thundering tornado. Yeah. My hands on the miserable molecule of mildew bringed up this morning.
At the Chelsea Flower Show, Bianca Castafiore met her future husband, retired Admiral Hammock. I wonder who told them that.
No!
There's more at the bottom of the page. He opens his heart to parrot she gave him.
Hello, I can hear you.
Wait till I get my hands on you.
Captain Boots Black.
Oh, have you seen the marvelous article in Paris Flash?
Yes, I have seen it, madam.
Oh, see, it's priceless, isn't it? But it doesn't mean a thing. The newspapers have already engaged me to the Maharaja of Gopal, to Baron Almazu, the Lord Chamberlain of Zindavia, the Colonel Sponsor, the Marchese Gorgonzola, tutto il mondo. So you see, I'm quite used to it.
Well, I'm not, madam.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear
you. Don't even think about it, Jerkin.
Supervision. Yeah. See, I adore to. When? Tomorrow. Oh, perfetto. Yes, I shall look forward to seeing you. Ciao. What a bore they are. But what can one do, Capitano? We're all going to be on a live television.
So, the TV boys have arrived. It's now or never, Gino. In you go. Mix with all that crowd and get to work.
Just you stop me.
I'll wait in the car just down the road, okay?
This is going to be fun.
Hey, you forgot this.
The camera. If nothing else, it will help me blend in. They'll think I'm part of the crew.
The perfect alibi.
Hello, good evening and bonvenue. Tonight is rather a special occasion. For the first time on live TV, Bianca Castafiore will sing...
Bless green barnacles, I'm surrounded by television screens. At least I don't have to be in the same room as her.
Your tour then continues, Signora, to North America?
That's right. They're longing to hear me.
The poor Americans, what have they done to deserve it?
I think to South America to conquer the capital.
Yeah, reduce them to ruins as well.
Okay, everyone, relax. Let's go beneath our levels of fire.
Now what?
Take
out, chop chop. Who's a clever boy then?
You are obviously coming in here to shelter from the ensuing storm.
Costume change for Mr. Beats. Clear the floor.
Simon, lovely couple of script changes. But now on supervision, the North Bank Show.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Marlin Spike Hall.
How are you doing?
Hi there, Chunchilla.
Get back on your perch.
It's a pretty boy, then.
That's it. I'm going to glue you to it. Come back here.
And now, viewers, the moment we've all been waiting for. The divine Castafiore will sing the jewel song from
the foul.
From the forest, yes. I think that was a bang of which Berlioz would have been justifiably proud. Sorry, folks, we seem to be having some technical difficulties.
My jewels!
Yes, we'll now take short
breaks.
But please, stay tuned.
Right, I want name, I want Axel. Working with Melvin was never like this.
Wait till I get my hands on the miserable maniac.
My career!
Now.
Ah, the lights are back on.
Yes, no, but I fear we're still very much in the dark.
Did you get it, Gino?
Oh, see, a beauty. Oh, what a beauty.
Good work, Gino. If this doesn't make us rich, nothing will.
My career.
Oh, do shut up. I thought I'd employed it perfection.
Tintin.
Ah, there you are, Captain. Well, you've missed all the fun.
Oh, why? Whatever happened?
Oh, Signora, disaster! Your hammer on the door!
Hello, one and all. Now, where's the Duchess? Oh, I see. Having a kip. I brought along her insurance policy.
Quicker, someone. Call the police.
Oh, there's no need for that. I'm registered.
Castafiore, Emeralda, Arulana...
We interrupt this program for an emerency news flash.
Stolen!
Castafiore, Emerald has been stolen.
Yes,
the famous Thompson twins are questioning... Blistering barnacles, it was an accident. I told you.
That's what you said, precise. That's what we said.
It's the man with the camera you want. He's your man.
But I was with Mr. Tintin when the lights went out. If I may be so bold, have you considered the photographer?
But gentlemen, I was the one who spotted the photographer running away.
Shouldn't you be after the photographer?
If you followed up that mystery photographer.
Everyone's talking about this gardener. Surely he's your man.
So,
yes, no, I suppose you think it was a photographer, too. These two are crazy.
Investigazione continuo in Rubato Castafiore.
Update on the Castafiore Emerald Saga. The announcement is taken where our reporter is waiting for a statement to be made any moment now. Philip,
gentlemen, I'm standing on the steps of Marlin Spike Hall itself. In just a few minutes, Scotland Yard will be... here they come now.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention?
Please recite. Stand to attention, please.
After lengthy questioning and careful analysis of the facts, we have come to a startling conclusion.
An amazing deduction.
The prime suspect, ladies and gentlemen, is without a shadow of doubt the photographer.
Has that parrot escaped again?
I had him caught to make fun of a poor weak woman.
Mind the step.
I am well aware of his step, Captain Hitchcock. I am not a child. Now look at this.
But no.
Tell me it's not a disgrace. Tempo di Roma. That filth they call a magazine. Look at that photograph.
Why, I'd say it was a very good likeness.
Likeness?
Yes.
Likeness?
Yes.
This is too much. What? You know what they say? They say my beauty is not past compare. It's past itself by date. What?
I'm sorry.
That's right. Defend the cads, the mannerless yokels. Oh, this is the limit. And it's not just a question of insult. It's far worse than that.
Worse than that? What do you mean?
I mean the Captain Pugwash. That the photograph was taken here by a reporter from the temple. And he got in without a soul knowing. You let people use this house like a hotel.
Your hotel. What? The photograph? Let me see. Look! The cameras! The piano in the background! The photo was obviously taken during the TV broadcast!
Huh? So that's how they did it. It's all your fault! You should have better security, didn't I tell you? I wanted to be alone!
But don't you see, madam? He was the photographer. He didn't steal your emerald.
Ha! Davvero! Worse, Captain.
What?
He stole my reputation.
No one's about. Now's my chance. So, the photographer is eliminated from the proceedings. Perhaps then my pendulum is correct. Now, what's the Thompson's number? There we are.
Hello,
hello.
Hello.
Goodness gracious, someone's on the line.
Hello, Professor Calcross. This is Thompson here.
Tintin.
No, Thompson.
Now listen here, Tintin. I'm about to phone the Thompsons and tell them some very interesting news.
Go on.
They're gone. Oh, dear. That's dreadful. You see, it obviously wasn't the photographer.
I know. That's why we're ringing.
I am not singing. I'm being serious. Though I am not accusing anyone, you understand? My pendulum, my ever-reliable pendulum, is pointing northeast in the direction of the gypsy camp.
Yes, they are the villains, not a shadow or duck. You're a genius, Professor. We'll be over immediately.
Splendid. In the meantime, I'll call the Thompson.
Why, now?
The gypsies who are counting their Marlin fight at a time robbery are currently assisting police in their inquiries.
Our reporter for Radio Science went down to Marlin's park and spoke to the officer in charge of the case.
And when we searched their caravans, we made a startling discovery. Dotting the company.
Not only did we discover a pair of scissors belonging to Signora Castafiore's maid, but in one of their caravans, we found a dressed up monkey. Obviously, the emerald could only have been stolen by a man climbing the wall, and that man has been found.
The monkey.
To be precise, our man is a monkey.
Ha, ha, ha.
Naturally, the Romanists have completely denied all the allegations. Our reporter managed to get a few brief words as they were taken into custody.
Don't shout! We deny all charges!
But what about the missing scissors? Miaka! Miaka, they were found in your caravan!
I found them in the grounds! I was saved by the big tree near the streets! I found them!
Miaka, don't talk to them!
All that's left now is for the Thompsons to discover the emerald, and for a daughter like them, the shooty child play.
Poor gypsies. I'm still convinced they're innocent.
Scales, scales, scales. I'm beginning to feel like a fish.
And poor Mr. Wagner. Yet of course, the footprints. You know, Snowy, we might just have the crime to fit our suspect. What have you found in the flower bed, Snowy?
Well, I wouldn't call it a shrub.
Oh, well done, Snowy. Someone's hidden a ladder down here. But why outside this particular window? Well, since it's here, we'll make use of it. Hop onto my back.
Oh, why can't we use the door like everyone else?
Up we go. Through the window. Street two. Maritime Gallery. Well, 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 Mr. Wagner. So that's your character. A tape recorder. It's a playback of his own scales. What's it all in aid of?
I don't know, but could I get down now?
Well, Mr. Wagner, I aim to find out. First, I'll put the ladder back, and then it's time to go into hiding. So, he's back. Oh. Can I give you a hand with that ladder?
No, thanks. I can make...
Good afternoon, Mr. Wagner.
It's the horses, you see. I'm a gambler. I have to find a way of disappearing now and then.
Oh, sounds like a shaggy dog story.
So, Mr. Wagner, did you disappear when the emerald was stolen?
No, I was playing the piano.
Of course you were. But when the lights went out, you stopped playing. It was a squeeze, admittedly, but you had time to rush upstairs and take the emerald.
But how did I know the lights were going to go out?
Because you're an opportunist. Or just plain desperate. You are a gambler, after all.
Listen, I may be a lot of things, but I'm not a thief. You must believe me.
So, how do you explain your footprints under Castafiore's window?
Oh, yes, those. But perhaps she thought she saw someone outside her window. I had to investigate. It may not so, but I have a great concern for her welfare.
I only to play the piano. Why should I trust you to tell the truth? Well,
of course, look at this photograph. Here in Tempo di Roma. It was taken after the lights went out. I'm in the background. It's a piano.
So, you are innocent.
Oh, drat. Let's put the dog amongst the pigeons.
Very well, Mr. Wagner. But I suggest in future you find another less hazardous way of spending your money.
It's up. Yeah, bonjour, Captain Halfbake. Oh, you're standing up.
Oh, good morning to you, Castafiore. The doctor's just taken off the plaster. No idea how good it is to be on my own 2 feet again.
Oh, it grieves me to cloud your happiness, caro capitano. But I have a sad news for you.
What?
I must leave you tomorrow.
Oh, no.
They are clamoring for me at La Scala in Milano. I must sacrifice my happiness to their applause and leave without my precious little emerald. Oh, capitano. You terrible gentleman.
Listen. We'll do our best to fight it,
signor. Now I must start the packing. Irma!
She's going. She's going. She's definitely going. This is my lucky day.
Did you say something, Captain Bonnard?
This is my lucky day. This is my lucky day. My wheelchair's going away.
Oh, you are a big bambino.
And so, finally, the great day of departure arrived. The professor was in a particularly sentimental mood.
Dear lady, I beg you to accept these humble roses, the first of a new variety I have created. I have ventured to give them your beautiful name, Bianca.
They are exquisite. Let me embrace you. Arrivederci. Ciao, caro.
Goodbye, dear lady. Come back soon. I heard that, Haddock.
But it wasn't just her friends the Castafiore was leaving behind.
Oh, this time she's really gone. No more scales. No more Irma, my jewels.
Irma, my jewels.
Shut up.
Millions of whispering particles.
Shut up.
Shut up when I'm talking.
No, Captain, it ain't my fault. No, it ain't your fault neither. You see, I had a touch of flu.
I want to talk about a borrowboard.
Well, that's impossible. Oh. Maybe the beginning of next week. I was just checking my diary. Hello? Oh, he's hung up. I can't understand these folk. Give themselves high blood pressure. That's what they'll do. Yes. Now then, let's have a nice listen to the wireless mouth, though, shall we?
Triumph, superlative, sublime, proclaims the Italian press. An ecstatic audience acclaimed the divine Castafiore's overwhelming performance in Rossini's La Gazza Ladra. But still, the nightingale mourns the loss of her most precious jewel. Police investigations continue in the Marlin's White area as the gypsies languish in jail. Was a monkey used to spirit away the magnificent gift of the Maharaja of Nepal?
prison is still in the grip of a Slytherin.
Still that ridiculous idea of a thieving monkey. Who ever heard of an animal so well trained that it goes straight to a particular object?
Oh, how about me, for instance?
Don't you have animals? Do you know what that build is?
But great snakes, why not?
Well, I haven't told you.
There's no time to explain, Captain. Oh. I want you to phone the Thompsons and tell them to come over immediately. I'll meet you all at the tall poplar down by the street.
What's it all about, Tintin?
The emerald, Captain. The Castor Fiore emerald.
There's Snowy. By the tree. Where's Tintin?
This smells like a wild goose.
To be precise, this smells like wild goose.
I tell you, this time he's gone round the bend.
Hello, gentlemen.
What? Where?
Should I say, out of this tree?
Up here.
Blistering barnacles, what do you think? Up there, lad.
Get into the bottom of things, Captain.
This is me. It's a big game to play, young man.
Now, what have we here in this little nest?
Nest?
Ah. One thimble.
What?
One monocle.
What?
That's one my monocle.
And one large, green, sparkling emerald.
Tintin, you are a genius.
Here, catch.
No! Oh, okay, Tintin. What on earth suddenly made you think of a magpie?
Well, do you remember the name of the opera they mentioned on the radio?
Well, I don't know. Pizza or Ragazzi or something.
La Gazza Ladra. In other words, the thieving magpie. Then the light dawned.
Yes, Victor. Yes, of course. What light?
I thought to myself, there's a Gazza Ladra somewhere around. But where? What about the spot where Miyaka found the scissors? They must have fallen from the robber's hiding place. So, I ran to look. And there was the nest. Well, that clears the gypsies.
Just our luck. The one time we managed to catch the culprits, they turned out to be innocent. It's really too bad.
They've done it on purpose.
Anyway, thanks to us, the emerald has turned up.
We've done it.
All we have to do is to turn ourselves on.
And so at last, the mystery of the Castor Fiore emerald was solved. As the summer drew to a close, only a few loose ends remained to be tied up.
Oh, sir. Good news. Mr. Boltzbeam has fixed the step.
What? Oh, yeah. You're pulling my leg.
I hope not. You've just had that fixed.
Blistering barnacles, that's wonderful.
Indeed it is, sir.
And he's put a board across it. Kim the mortar, time to say. I expect he warned you.
No, he didn't, but it's quite obvious.
Well, maybe I'm just mentioning it for your own good. For heaven's sake, remember, don't put your foot on that step.
Right, Captain.
Indeed, sir.
For the next few days, you must step over it like that. You understand?
Yes, Captain.
Very good, sir.
You see, it's perfectly easy. You just have to think what you're doing. Who's that?
Oh, it is me again. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, Mr. Oh.
Yes, the builder you can trust.
Nice, that's it. Captain!
Oh,
that's a real shame. I just popped back to say, wait a day or two before using that step. Shame! A lovely bit of marble that was!
The Castor Fiore Emerald starred Lionel Jeffries as Captain Haddock, Andrew Sachs as Snowy, Richard Pierce as Tintin, Charles Kay as the Thompson Twins, Stephen Moore as Professor Calculus, and featured a special guest star appearance by Miriam Margolyes as Castor Fiore. It also starred Stephen Thorne as Nestor, Paul Panting as Risotto, and Una Beeson as Irma. The Adventures of Tintin by Hergé are dramatized by Simon Eastwood, the music is by Roger Lynn, and the program produced by John York.